This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time to grab your popcorn and your drink. Please take your seat and always silence your cell phones. The next showing of Place to Be Nation's Laughing Theater with Andy Atherton is about to begin.
Place to Be Nation, welcome to a very special edition of Laughing Theater. This is a Laughing Theater quickie. And you know what? We're here. It's Halloween time. We're going to watch something special. And I'm not alone. And if there's anybody I want to do quickies with, it's the ladies of Geek and Sassy. So first, let me introduce, she is the host of everything over on the Jenny position, pretty much. She is on Geek and Sassy and Freak Out Drive-In, Talking Pop, and many other shows on that great podcast feed. Miss Jennifer Smith. Jenny, how are you tonight?
I'm good, Double A. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm ready to watch one of my all-time favorite holiday specials.
Me too.
I'm glad you could be here. And also joining us is Jenny's co-host on Geek and Sassy over on the Jenny position, as well as my frequent collaborator co-host on Pop Goes the Movies. She's been on Looking Forward, Looking Back, Miss Miranda Berthold. Miranda, how are you tonight?
Hi, I'm good, Andy. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad to be back with my Geek and Sassy girls.
Aw, what a threesome this is. Andy, you lucky dog, you.
I tell you. That's what hey, membership has its privileges. You know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So it's getting to be about holiday time, where we get one holiday a month. It's October, and it's Halloween, and then coming up we have Thanksgiving and Christmas, and so on. So I thought it'd be a nice idea to get together and do a live watch of some of our favorite holiday specials, the Charlie Brown specials, and this first one we're actually going to watch. It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. So I'm very excited. You guys excited about watching this?
Yes, always.
You know, this technically counts as our PTBN Halloween movie challenge.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yes. Hashtag it.
Hashtag it.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag.
Yes. Although you aren't familiar, anytime you watch a scary or silly, and we'll put this under the silly category, Halloween movie special, you know, use that hashtag. And PTBN Halloween Movie Challenge, and put it on social media. So I guess we all have to do that tonight.
We do. Mm-hmm.
So The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown is from 1966, and it is a classic. Do you guys remember the first time you saw this special?
Ooh. Oh, probably not the first time. It's just one of those things that's always been mm-hmm. around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always it's appointment television at this time.
Exactly.
Of year,
pretty much, yeah.
You know, they've added some other, you know, there's like Shrek or whoever comes along, Toy Story of Terror. But, you know, you always have to watch your Charlie Brown, your Peanuts gang. But before we get to our live watch, we're going to just talk about the holiday, because I know it's big for you guys. You guys are big into the dressing up and all that stuff. But let's talk first about Halloween candy. Now, we had the candy tournament earlier this year, but what are some of your favorite Halloween candy? Like when you've gone trick-or-treating, you know, as a kid, or now when you, after you raid your kid's stash, what are you on the look for?
Snickers bars.
Oh yeah. Jenny's still sore about Snickers losing to Kit Kat.
I am.
Yes, she is. Cause she's wrong.
Peanut butter cups. Yes. 100%. Anything chocolate, really. Full size bars are amazing. Although I will accept fun size.
Mm-hmm. I will. I'm with you.
Miss me with those minis bullshit. Now, minis, the one bite? I ain't trying to fuck with that.
Who are you trying to piss off buying minis?
Yeah, that's
like,
bullshit.
If you are the house that gives out minis, you're just begging to be egged. Like, I'm saying it right now.
Yeah, you're...
Sorry.
Those are like good little like one-hitters kind of thing. When you need like just a little pick-me-up like at work or something in the car. That's all those are good for.
I agree.
It's just enough to make me angry.
Right. Like, so I need to, if you're going to be the house that does that, you need to give like everybody a handful. I'm sorry.
Yeah. More than one mini.
Right. You know, more than two.
You know what I love? Well, now what's bigger, a mini or a fun size? Are they the same?
Fun size are bigger.
Yeah, fun size are bigger. So it goes mini,
fun size and then full size. Oh. And then you also have those snack packs, which are like in between a full size and a, depending on what the candy is in a snack pack, it actually could be bigger than a just full size bag.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Like M&M's. The M&M's snack packs are actually bigger than a full size pack, like when you go to the convenience store.
Right, because you're supposed to share. Right. It's for two, but yeah. Then no, you just not. Eat the whole thing yourself.
I can take a permanent marker and mark out that share part. No.
One thing I like, you know, somebody, you know, who's not really trying hard yet, but has to, you know, lose a few pounds. You know, I love that we get a fun size, but they're like some of my favorite candy bars. You can't find a fun size. There's no fun size, whatchamacallit.
That's true. There's not.
That upsets me very much.
Clark bars. There's no fun size Clark. Well, I think they're, I found them like once. I like Clark bars. Totally mm-hmm. random. Don't get them at Halloween usually, but it's very hard to find fun size of those.
Yeah. What about, how do you guys feel about those little boxes of like Junior Mints or Junior Caramels where you get like three or four?
I'm okay with those. I'm all right. I like Junior Mints.
I do too.
But like having like three or four, does that even satisfy you or anything?
Because I'm just not really, no. But it's usually in the middle of a binge. So like right. You have to lay it out in order of what you're going to binge on. Like least favorite first to most favorite.
Or like, not to sound gross, but every woman that will listen to this will know, like, there's some times where you just don't really care and you need that chocolate now. And yes. If that's all you got, then that's just what I'm eating. I'm just, mm-hmm. I mean.
Now, what about the non-chocolate, like the gummies, the hard candies, the sour?
Pink Starburst.
You hate Starburst?
No, like pink Starburst.
Oh, pink Starburst.
Pink ones. I love the pink ones. Ah. Believe it or not, those crunchy, and you guys all know what I'm talking about, but I can't think of what they're called right now. They're in like the striped wrapper, and the wrapper's clear.
No, not zebra candy. Please don't tell me you're talking about zebra candy.
I don't know. It's like crunchy, kind of butterscotchy, caramelly, really just kind of junk candy.
Like black and white wrapping?
It's like clear wrapper.
Oh, the caramels.
With black straps on it.
No. Oh, no. Like chocolate raisins or something?
It's crunchy. It's super crunchy. It gets stuck in your teeth real bad.
No, no.
Mm-mm. Oh, no.
Dude, I can't even think what they're called. I'm going to Google this.
It's zebra candy.
Is it? I'll Google zebra candy and see if it is. Anyway, most people don't like those. I freaking love them.
That's the thing. Like, you know, like I hate coconut. So, like, you know, I would never eat that. But my daughter doesn't like peanut butter. So
what?
Yeah, that's what these are. These are peanut butter bars. Yeah. That's what Jenny was right. Zebra candy peanut butter
honey.
Bars.
Yeah,
throw her away and get another.
Too late. She's almost going to college.
I know.
Yeah, she's grown now. You can push her out of the house.
So like, well, but she's also 17, so she ain't going trick or treating. I think she might take her little cousin trick or treating or something like that. But yeah, it was always like, when she was younger, me and her mom would fight over the peanut butter candies in there.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, so what about costumes? What have been some of your favorite costumes you've worn over the years?
Can I tell you my favorite of Jenny's?
Go ahead.
So Jenny has a Belle costume, but that's not even the best part of it. She has this giant inflatable taco, and so she is Taco Bell. I fucking love that one so much.
I do love that one.
So
That was probably my most clever one.
It was really
and then
clever. I loved it.
My husband was John Snow White.
Yes,
so
I love
that. Snow White dress. That was a good year.
That was. You did Belle twice, though. You did it just as Belle mm-hmm. when you came trick-or-treating at my house, and then you've done it as Taco Bell.
Right.
So, I don't know. I love it.
What about you, Miranda?
This year, I'm Little Red Riding Hood, and I just got it today, and it's pretty hot, and I like it a lot. So that might be my number one.
Ooh, all right. That's cool. Let's see. I have a few that I don't always get into Halloween spirit, but the few years that I did, I was Ace Ventura one year.
Nice.
And I purposely grew my hair. There's no pictures anywhere. I wish there was a picture somewhere.
Ugh.
I purposely grew my hair just so I could do the pomp. And I literally sitting on, I was still living at my parents' house. Sitting,
did you do the tutu one?
No, I didn't.
I love when people do the tutu one.
I borrowed a shirt from my friend, like a loud shirt, and I had the pants similar. And yeah, I remember sitting there in the bathroom. My sister had a curling iron. on the back to get my hair, like in that turn upturn thing that he has back there.
Like horns.
It's yeah. like a pompadour with
yeah.
horns.
Yes, yes. Oh God, it was hysterical.
That is hysterical.
And then I was Austin Powers 1 year. And,
nice.
And it was one of the chillier Halloweens, and that fucking costume was so thin. Oh my God, I froze my butt off.
Isn't that how most costumes were though? They're like, if you buy the pre-made ones, they're really thin.
Yeah,
and they really are.
And we're,
you have to wear clothes underneath there.
Yeah.
Well, when you're Austin Powers, you can't exactly wear, you know, stuff underneath it because you want to wear the whole suit. And I was at a contest, and I lost to somebody they called Mystery Lady.
What?
Yeah, it was in a bar. It was just some girl who had like a fucking bustier on her, boozer practically hanging
yeah.
out, and she had a mask.
Slut costumes win every year.
I know.
And don't even compete with the slut costumes.
I know, but everybody in the bar started chanting, "Austin Powers, Austin Powers." It was it was quite funny. Another year, I went cheap, and I actually had an XFL jersey because I was working in a bar in Stanford. And I was DJing, and the XFL came in to do a promotion, and they gave me all this XFL swag, so I kept a lot of it. And I had an XFL jersey, so 1 year they're like, "Oh, you got to wear." I was going to a party, "You got to wear a costume." I'm like, "All right." Basically, threw on an XFL jersey. It was after the league folded the first time, and I put a sign around my neck that says, "We'll play football for food."
That's great.
I was out of work XFL player, and then another year I was working. This was much earlier. I was working in another bar, and I was working on Halloween, and I showed up without a costume. I was DJing. And the manager's like, "You're not wearing a costume?" I'm like, "No, I'm going to be in the booth all night." He's like, "You need to get a costume. You need to run to the store now." I ran to the store. The only thing I could find was this cowboy costume. I look like fucking Sheriff Woody.
Nothing left. If it's like the day of Halloween and you're going to grab something, you just get stuck with what's there.
Actually, I look almost like Steve Martin in Parenthood when the cowboy doesn't show up for his kid's party. That's kind of how I look.
That's so. Who you just should have said who you were. You should have been like,
yeah.
I used to love – one thing that I used to love judging the contest because she got really close-up views of some of the costumes, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So I quite enjoyed that.
I feel you, Andy.
Yeah.
I think my favorite – wait, do cosplays count? Because I've worn my cosplays for Halloween.
Well, yeah, that counts.
Yeah, if you wear them on Halloween.
So I think my favorite, probably because it was my most expensive as an adult, has been my Ghostbusters.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
As a kid, I had this full-on Minnie Mouse costume where, like, we did the full face paint. I made, like, big ears, sprayed my hair black, and then, like, slicked it to my head.
Nice.
I think that was my favorite one as a kid. And then I also, my cousins and I, because we were super close, we, 1 year when we were really little, were the Three Caballeros.
Oh, that's adorable.
So I've always really loved that one too.
Which one were you, Donald, Panchito, or Jose Caraca?
I was Jose Caraca because I loved seeing it.
Could tell I'm a Disney. Only true Disney nerds will be able to do that off the top of their head.
I was Jose Caraca.
Jose Caraca. So you were the parakeet.
I was.
That's cool.
I loved it. My mom's very crafty, and so was my grandmother. So they just like made them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I remember actually. Speaking of Charlie Brown, I was Snoopy, I think, in, like, sixth grade. We had the theme of school was it had to be from, like, a book, your costume.
Oh, they did that at Caden's school one year. He won.
Snoopy's in books.
He is. So the year I thought he would win, I dressed him as the mouse from If You Give a Mouse a Cookie. And I even made, like, a cup of fake milk. And I drew whiskers and everything. And I was, like, so sure he was going to win. And he didn't win, like, even People's Choice. And I was really frustrated. And then the next year I picked, like, a random book because I was like, I don't know what to do. And it was called Scaredy the Scarecrow. And I bought, like, this super cheap hat. I took an old pair of overalls that were, like, way too short for him, glued on, like, raffia, burnt my fingers off, and glued, like, because I can't sew, and then, like, glued patches and just, like, drew it on his little face like he would a scarecrow, and he freaking won, and I was like, okay, I take it. Like, I have no fingerprints, so I'll take it. I spent way more work on the mouse cookie one and was, like, way more proud of it, but I guess, okay.
The one costume that I made for Ethan was, I don't know if you guys remember this, cartoon. It was called 7D, and it was about the Seven Dwarfs.
Yeah.
I
on,
love that.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was obsessed with that show, so he wanted to be Doc. And there were, of course, no costumes, so I had to make it. So I made, like, a Doc hat and the whole outfit and everything. It was super cute. Nobody knew who he was, of course, but he loved it. And so that was probably the best thing I ever made for him.
What's he doing this year?
He's going to be Foxy from Five Nights at Freddy's.
Aww, he's doing so much better with that show.
He is. He used to be super scared of that, and now he's fully embraced it. So I'm counting it as a win, a little bit of a taste of the horror for my kid.
Right?
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Super nice.
I mean, this super, like, you know, super cheap, you know, one little costume and the mask or whatever, but it's pretty cute, actually, and kind of creepy. So I'm excited
about
it. Yeah,
those characters are kind of weird. When the boys talk to me about them, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of that, Jenny, so did you watch the Banana Splits horror movie?
I watched some of it. I had to leave that night that I had it on, but
wait, there's a Banana Splits horror movie?
And yes.
No one told me about this.
It's on Sci-Fi.
Yeah, actually, I bought it before I knew it was going to be on Sci-Fi. So we talked about it because it's something like that's a freak out drive-in right there.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, apparently it's kind of like a Five Nights at Freddy's kind of deal where, like, you know, the Banana Splits just start murdering people in the studio.
Obsessed with Banana Splits when I was a kid. Of course, obviously, this does not sound like a kid's movie, so I don't know how I did not know about this.
It was kind of
under
the radar.
But now I need it in my life.
Yeah, you could find it. If you want to buy it, I got it in Target, or you could just go Sci-Fi On Demand probably and find it, too. So, I mean, I'm curious to see if, like, the DVD maybe has, you know, a little more gore or some swearing since it's, you know, not on pay cable.
Does it have a rating?
I don't know off the top of my head.
It says it's going to be on Sci-Fi on the 28th, so I'll just set it to record. Yeah.
Yeah, it was just on this past Saturday, so.
Must be running it a lot then.
Yeah, I think Sci-Fi, financed it. So that could be why.
Oh, it is rated R. Okay. So, yeah, not for the kids then.
So maybe stay tuned and maybe over on the Jenny position. You may hear a freak-out drive-in at some point on this movie.
Hey, you never know.
You never know.
I'm here for this.
I mean, Jenny, as we talked about on the Pop Goes the Movies, Jenny is the HBIC over there. So
I am. So indeed.
Awesome. So, all right, before we one last thing before we get into any traditions that you guys like to do around Halloween time? Not necessarily like, you know, you get candy. Is there anything like that your family does or your, you know, that you grew up doing that you try to keep going?
It's funny for me because I grew up kind of out in the country. I didn't really have a neighborhood to go trick-or-treating in, but all of my family lived, like, right there together. So usually we would do a big Halloween party, and we would decorate everything. And in the really good years, like, we had a big pasture out there, and there were big hay bales at that time of year. So we would – like do a little hayride and then the older kids would go out in the pasture in their costumes and then they would get in the truck and attach the trailer and then they would do a hayride in the pasture and then the older kids would scare the younger kids. So that was like some of my most favorite memories from growing up. But of course that was like in that little sweet spot where we had younger kids and older kids in the family. But as the older kids got much older, you know, it kind of fell apart. But now my family just does sort of a kind of pretty tame get together. You know, nobody's trying to scare anybody. But I do miss the days when you're out in the pasture in the middle of the night with the full moon and getting scared to death on the hayride.
Sounds like
those
fun.
Were the days. Yes, it was awesome.
What about you, Miranda? Any traditions over there?
Current traditions, we try to watch something. If it's not the full 31 nights, at least like the 13 nights, because you know people do like the 13 nights too. We try to watch something. It used to be a tradition, obviously, having a kid that we always go trick-or-treating. He's decided last year and this year, like, he wants to be a part of that, but he doesn't want to go. So we hand out non-candy. We're that house. We're like the blue – like, if you're a blue bucket kid, like, you come on over here. We hand out non-candy, and a lot of times they hand out things that are, like, sensory for anybody. So that's kind of become a really cool thing where I can tie in, you know, our life with Halloween.
That's cool.
Best tradition, it's very similar to Jenny's. So I, too, grew up, like, out in farm country. And the difference is there were a lot of older ones of us. My cousins and I were both all similar in age. So we used to have, as we were older, we shared friends, too, as well, being in a small town. So my cousins and I would have all of our friends over. And a lot of times, especially one of my cousins was a boy, so, like, all his guy friends were dating, like, all of my girlfriends kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So we would have, like, a really big bonfire. We did do a hayride as we started getting younger kids in there. Did the same thing, kind of scared shit out of them. And about a half a mile from the farm, we had this graveyard that, like, truly is really creepy. And a lot of people have had experiences there of things that cannot be explained. So we also, as we got older, we'd make a tradition of we would either all go out, like, rolling teachers' yards that we didn't like, or, like, going, daring the new people at the party to, like, sit in Chicken Graveyard. That's actually, it's not its real name, but that's the name it was given, like, back in the 70s. It's called Chicken Graveyard. I'm like, Jenny, I kind of miss that. We live in a subdivision now, so it's cute getting to see, like, having a different tradition, mm-hmm. getting to see all the kids, getting my son to experience, like, that I didn't. We would go, like, to my grandmother's neighborhood or something like mm-hmm. that. But it is really cool. I do miss that, though. I do miss that for him, though, too, that we're not, like, close enough that we can continue that on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I really didn't have that many traditions. Like, my family is, on my dad's side, it's kind of big, and everybody was so spread out, so I really didn't hang with any cousins that time. And I grew up, you know, in, you know, kind of a, not a city, but, like, you know, like, right out, like, you know, not far outside of New York City. I'm in the, grew up in the suburbs of Westchester, of Yonkers. And it's like a small part of Yonkers called Crestwood, and it's a very small, close-knit town, actually. And Halloween was, like, a huge thing there. But then as you got, like, older, like, 7th, 8th grade and stuff like that, that's when, like, you know, it was not, the emphasis wasn't on trick-or-treating. It was more on, like, mischief. You know, egg fights, the shaving cream fights. So I remember we moved a couple towns over, but I stayed in the grammar school when I was in 7th grade. And I was back there with my friends, and, you know, I got separated with them at some point because, you know, some older kids came in driving around trying to mess people up. And I remember in the back of my friend's house, and I see his mom, and she just, like, she opens the door, takes one look at me going, I'll call your father for you. You don't need to come inside. I was covered head to toe in shaving cream, eggs, everything. My father had a really nice car at the time when he came to get me. He just comes and he takes one look at me, and he goes to my friend Kevin's mom. He's like, Sue, do you have a sheet I could borrow? She's like, yes. She goes, my son will wash it and bring it back. So that was not a very comfortable 10-minute ride home. I can tell you that much.
That's funny.
Covered head
was
to
it
toe.
Poor Andy.
I was going to say, was it uncomfortable because you were in trouble or uncomfortable because you had to sit on a sheet?
No, it was because I was in my dad's sports car. That was almost a two-seater. It was like little seats in the back. I think he hadn't had it for very long. And the fact that I had to get in there covered, and he was very, very quiet, and he was one of those dads that if he was really quiet, I knew I was fucked.
Oh God, yeah.
So with my kids though, we moved a bit, you know, between that and then getting divorced and stuff like that. And I remember at one point we lived in these condos on a main road, like literally like we could almost see 95 from where we lived. So we had to like drive around to find a neighborhood that we could kind of like pretend we were from. So my daughter could trick or treat because our condo complex really didn't have much trick or treating going on there.
That's actually really big here. You don't have to pretend that you're not from a neighborhood. Our neighborhood used to be really heavy with trick or treaters, but we have a couple of bigger, like, I don't want to say better off, but like the bigger like houses neighborhood that now everybody literally will like. Some of the schools will even put kids like on a van, like the YMCA will bring them over to that neighborhood.
Yeah, we have that here in Connecticut. In life. So I'm in Trumbull and there's like surrounding towns. And when I lived in my other house in this town a number of years ago, I remember the first Halloween, I'm like, I don't remember being this many kids in this neighborhood. What is happening? Why are we going out of our candy so fast? But also Trumbull does something really cool. And they do it at Christmas time as well. One of their fire trucks is covered in lights. Like holiday lights, and it just drives around all lit up. And at Halloween, that the fire truck drives around. They get on the horn, like, who wants candy? And they, all the firemen are up there throwing candy out to the kids. They hold up their bags and they catch it. It's a lot of fun, actually.
That's really cool.
That's awesome. Glad to. Thanks for sharing your traditions and stuff. But we've got to get to the main event, why we're here. We're going to watch It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. Now, Jenny and Miranda are both watching this on Amazon Prime, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually watching it on DVD. So we all have it queued up to like the 1 second mark. Hopefully we're all in line. Are you guys ready to start?
Sure.
Here we go.
Yes, sir.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hit play now. All right. I'm playing. Now I see outside of a house, Linus and Lucy come out. All right.
Do 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 do.
Right.
Do 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 do. That is the best music ever.
It really, really is.
Well, I think I know what our bed's going to be for our episodes. At least the opening.
My son is straight up Linus, by the way. To the middle of like how Linus takes like 5 bites out of an apple and is like, "I'm good," and tosses it, and he's dragging that blanket everywhere with him, and it's blue. Like you can ask Jenny, that is my child.
Yep.
Yeah, my. Right. My kids had stuff like that where they were attached to them. My daughter had this little blue towel, like it was like a teddy bear. You know those things where it's like a stuffed animal and a towel together?
Yeah.
She had one of those. That freaking pumpkin's bigger than he is.
Yeah, it's huge.
And of course, you know, she's making him do all the hard work here.
Lucy is the goat of all the peanuts. She knows her shit. 100%. If I was going to be a peanut, it would be Lucy.
I'd totally be Sally, without question.
Oh, you would be Sally. Bless your heart.
Yeah. Was that a Southern bless your heart right there?
No, it was an affectionate bless your heart.
Okay. I was going to say, you're my best friend, so I just
What's
check
a Southern bless your heart?
Oh, I mean, my God.
Fuck you.
Oh, okay.
So if you're ever in a conversation with a Southern woman and she looks at you and she goes, well, bless your heart. She basically means, well, fuck you.
Oh, God.
See, Lucy knows what to do here. She's
stabs
gutting
it.
This pumpkin.
And then Lion's like, you tell me you were going to kill it. And now here they are in their costumes running around.
Just, I will say... Lucy is like the exact, she's perfect big sister, because I'm not going to lie, I was this way to my brothers, and I still kind of am.
Her witch costume is on point.
Yes, it just matches her personality
so
well.
With the wart and everything, and there's a title, It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Not a lot of, like, imagination here with the two witches and the three ghosts.
We have to remember, this was 1965, there were very few costumes. Everyone were ghosts and witches and...
Yeah, everything came in a box. You know, your mask, your thing. And there's a... That now.
Oh, screw that. Your mama took a bed sheet and cut the holes out, and that's how you were a ghost.
This is true.
Yeah. And so there's a, you know, of course, Linus can't resist jumping in a thing of leaves.
Mm-mm.
Who can, really?
But he ruined his lollipop. That's kind of messed up. And Charlie Brown gets pissed. Oh, here he comes. Friggin' bitch, Lucy. I actually have this ornament, too, one of them Hallmark ornaments of this scene, yeah.
Race kicking.
Yeah, and then he flips over and everything.
I do have the Linus Hallmark.
Little tree?
Like you have the little Hallmark ornament of Linus. Yeah. I've had it since I was a kid because I, too, carried a blanket around. So.
Yeah, when we get to the Christmas one, I'll tell you the other ornament I have.
Yeah.
Linus, yeah. It's cool.
If your son is Linus, then my son is Charlie Brown.
Oh, my God. I could totally. You know, I wasn't even thinking about that, but now. Like, watching Charlie Brown and his rant about, like, I'm going to kill myself, and this sucks, and why is everybody doing that? Like, and then Caden just like, ha-la-la-la-la, why did you kill it?
He has these hope spots, right, where he feels good, and then it just gets ripped out from under him, and then he just spirals.
Yep, whoop, that's, there she goes. She pulled the damn ball. She gave him a signed document, and she still fucked him up.
But remember, she said, peculiar thing.
It was never notarized.
It was not notarized. Not so notarized.
That's what I love about this. These kids are actually really smart.
They are super smart.
And here's Linus writing to the Great Pumpkin.
So, in full disclosure, I'm super cheesy, and to this day, every year, my child gets a gift from the Great Pumpkin.
Are you serious?
Include a card that says, "Love the Great Pumpkin."
Wow.
My mom did it for me, even though we knew, like, even if we reached the point that we know it wasn't real, like, he knows it's not real anymore. But, like, I asked him one day, I was like, "Is it real?" And he goes, "If I say no, do I stop getting things?" And I was like, "Good boy."
So, here's Linus talking shit about Santa. Just jealous. And there's Snoopy just hanging out.
What is it about Linus that makes him believe so much in the Great Pumpkin?
I don't know.
Because his sister's such an asshole to him?
Perhaps.
What I think is funny is, like, Snoopy agrees with some of the shit she does and thinks it's hysterical, and she's like, "Ugh, dog."
Yeah, she fucking hates him.
She doesn't want him to embarrass her. You're making me the laughing stock. All he talks about is my weird little brother. You blockhead.
Oh my god, I love that line right there where he's like, "There's three things I've learned to never discuss with people: religion, politics, and the Great Pumpkin."
Great Pumpkin.
That's like the best
classic
line.
Yes.
Everyone tells me you're fake.
Why are these random people in this house?
Because those are like, you know, she's the queen bee, and then she's got all like her followers there. You know, they're like the plastics of Peanuts.
Oh, yes. Nice. And then there's sweet little Sally.
I adore Sally. I really do.
My sweet baboo.
Yes. I think because she's both realistic and a dreamer. She's like, I don't know what Sally's birthday is, but I feel like she's a true Pisces. Because we're realistic and we can give you some like real that you don't want, but we're also like heavy dreamers now.
Yeah, but she
like,
gets,
we're also some true hippies.
She gets
also
blinded.
She's super in love with Linus, so she'll just kinda believe anything.
Which is why she sits in a fucking pumpkin patch instead of going to the treating.
Have you ever had a crush like that? Like,
yeah.
Linus?
Haven't we all, though?
Yeah.
Because I remember, like, the guy I liked in, like, I want to say it was, like, second or third grade. And that's when the whole thing, and it actually fits with Halloween. So the whole when you look in the mirror and you're like, "Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary." Mm-hmm. Like, I believed him hardcore. But it was real. And so
real.
I wasn't doing it.
It is real.
Well, you know what? I've never tried. So, you know what? That's a story for the ghost story people. We should be like, hey, do a whole episode about Bloody Mary.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
You know they being did. A bitch again, Charlie Brown. If you got an invitation, it was a mistake. Oh, that's
God.
That is harsh.
Or how she always gives him crap in any other show about the redheaded girl.
Yes.
Like, the redheaded girl wouldn't like you. Like, no.
Okay. Is it because she's secretly in love with Charlie Brown? Or is she just straight up bitch?
I don't know. Because remember when we were growing up, they were always like, if somebody's really mean to you, then they like you. Mm-hmm. Which is total bullcrap. But sometimes it's not.
I always kind of thought that was the case with her and Charlie Brown.
They should always pick a her cousin to contrast your personality, so she is a witch. Yeah, keep telling yourself
zero
about Lucy.
Self-awareness.
You can
there.
Tell I've got issues Lucy. With Lucy, right? No, yeah, Lucy.
I think the reason I don't entirely have mainly issues with her is because she's like, she's one of those mean girls that, like, you know who she is.
Yeah.
She doesn't, like, front and do the, like, sly, underhanded mean girl.
Oh, no. Mm-mm. She's straight
she's,
up
like, straight in your face.
Face. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know what you're getting with her.
So, deal.
Right.
Oh, they're talking about Ring and Run. They play Ring and Run down there?
No, I don't know what
ding
that is.
Ding Dong Ditch?
Yeah, that's what it is. Ding Dong Ditch. Yeah.
Okay. There you go. Yes.
What about, is Mischief Night a thing down there? Where you guys are? You know, no,
I think Mischief just kind of starts after a certain point in the year. Like, I've already seen like four or five houses in my neighborhood that are rolled. Oh, it's typically the teachers, the coaches, police officers. It just kind of happens. I don't think we have like a specific, I wouldn't say there's a specific night.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Up here, it used to be a big thing. Like, you know, you don't go out on mischief night.
Oh, I love this character. Pigpen.
Oh, he's so great.
I adore Pigpen.
Everybody had a Pigpen as a friend when they were little. And it's not like they didn't come from a dirty home. They weren't really like dirty people, but it's like every time you were all together and played, it's like, oh, I just got out of a mud puddle. I'm sorry.
This kid's just a mess.
Right. Like they're just messy kids.
All the time.
Like,
you go out for ice cream, he's the one that's got chocolate over his face.
That was me.
That was my son the other night. Literally, I come home, he's got chocolate pudding on his face. And, and I'm like, go wipe it off. And his mom comes and picks him up, and I get a text. He has chocolate pudding on his face. I'm like, no shit.
I just recently found out about a goof in this movie here we're watching. And I never paid attention to this, and now, like, I can't not see it. So when Charlie Brown, you know, his ghost costume and part of the whole movie is that his ghost costume is, like, covered in holes, right?
Holes,
he cut too many. He got it super happy. When Snoopy comes through the house dressed as Flying Ace and he salutes Charlie Brown, if you look, there's the perfect amount of holes.
Oh.
There's only two.
Okay.
And then right after that, it goes back. Mm. Like, it goes back to regular. Like, there's holes everywhere.
Maybe they didn't edit and didn't remember to fix it. Yes, love the those costumes, all the work that they put in.
Yes, so much work.
I mean, it's simple animation. There's poor Lucy torn. She's torn between Candy and
her
Linus.
Baboo. Her true love.
Her sweet Babu.
Her sweet Babu. I still call Ethan that.
Aww. It's so cute.
I still call Jessica Pookie, so.
Aw. I don't remember when it happened, but at some point my son was Buggins or Evil Midget, and we still call him both of those.
I called Dylan when he was a baby. I used to call him Dill Pickle.
Aw.
And that's now like his screen name, like on like Xbox and stuff like that, but it's spelled D-Y-L. Like his
name. I like that.
And now they're digging in for a night in the pumpkin patch.
Imagine a night in the pumpkin patch with your crush under the stars. She's not missing much.
Especially
no,
that,
but in some ways it's
age.
Really like simplistic sweet.
Yeah, it's super sweet.
Oh,
yeah.
See, now Lucy's actually now Lucy's not so bad here because she's like, can I have some extra candy for my stupid brother?
You think she's going to give that to her stupid brother? No, she's keeping that for herself.
Oh, yeah.
They have one person with the ghost with the Daniel Boone hat.
This is my favorite.
I got a rock.
Why? Tell me why poor little Charlie Brown gets a rock every time.
Like
I was always confused by that as a kid. Like even the one kid's like, I got a quarter.
But it's like the adult knows that Charlie Brown's under that costume, and it's like, fuck this little kid.
Like the
he
kid
gets
that,
a rock.
The kid that can't cut two holes in a fucking sheet gets a rock. Is that like a neighborhood rule? Worst costume
right,
gets
like,
a rock.
It makes you wonder because you like never see their parents. You're like, oh, do they know that's Charlie Brown? And they like really, you know, it's like the parents don't like the other parent, so they give him shit.
That is
like
so fucking
chain?
Sad to me. Like, that hurts my feelings.
But you know it happens. Like, it does. I've seen kids get more candy at somebody's house than another kid because their parents knew each other. Or, you know, oh, you're so-and-so's kid. You know?
Here, have some pennies. How about a taffy apple with some cat hair?
Here's the acid trip of the show.
Snoopy flying his sopless
camel. Snoopy.
I adore Snoopy.
I do too.
He gives zero shits, and he is who he is.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, we grew up with a lot of Snoopy in the house because my dad loves his Joe Cool alter ego.
Yes.
Oh, me too.
My dad too.
So yeah, still to this day, still like, you know, whenever we go out looking for something for my dad for like a birthday, or whatever, the kids are always like looking for at Snoopy stuff to get him.
That's so cute.
Mm-hmm. It goes on for like. Full on war flashback.
Yeah.
You think Snoopy has PTSD?
I read it. He does. About that once. I wish I could remember what it was.
I love this part. Especially that barrel roll.
Yeah. Yeah, my dog now is kind of goofy, Toby, but I had a dog growing up, Abercrombie, who was a pointer, but he was black and white, and he was a wacko. And there were so many times I would say, why can't I have a normal dog like everybody else? Just like Charlie Brown. I mean, the dog ran to the friggin' zoo, for crying out loud. I think I told you that story. And he's saluting his opponent.
His doghouse getting shot down.
That was so sad to me when I was
a kid. Going down with this. He's going down with the plane.
Ah.
So noble.
Those faces he makes.
It's so great.
He gets so pissed.
Somebody feed me, damn it.
He's making his way across the countryside. I don't know, maybe, do you think this happened to Charles Schultz? Is why this made in here?
Something, yeah. It's like he goes off on this, like, weird tangent, you know? Like, this whole fantasy sequence.
I kind of always thought it was like a representation of, you know, how they talk about like our dogs dreaming, that they dream that they're doing this, they dream that they're chasing that, like they live their own life.
Yeah. I like that.
And now they come to get mock his brother and his little girlfriend there.
Which is so mean. But you notice anytime they're mocked, Pigpen and Charlie Brown don't actually participate in the mocking.
Oh, no.
It's always Lucy and her little gang of, like, I think they have names, but I don't remember what their names are.
Yeah, I don't remember the name of the girl with the little bow in her hair.
Yeah, I forgot.
She's always there, though.
Mm.
Let's see.
We'll call her Fetch after the chick from Mean Girls.
Well, that's so Fetch.
There's Patty, which is not the same as Peppermint Patty.
No, right.
That is right.
Yeah, there's two Patties, and then the other one's Violet, I think. That's Violet standing with Lucy looking at the pumpkin. I don't know if we're...
And she, another, like, thing they screwed up on, she just had three hands on accident. Go back to having two.
And that's Patty right there with the girl with the orange E.
Oh, is that her? Okay. Yes. All right. That's Fetch Girl. I love this part. It's so fucked up.
Oh my god,
it's so fucked up.
They're drawn.
Do you know
them?
How many guys that are bald now do that as a costume? It's hysterical. For Charlie,
but she draws a perfect pumpkin face on his fucking head.
I've always wondered, like, is that a Sharpie?
Yes. God, I hope so.
I don't know if they had Sharpies back then. It's like that episode of Friends.
That is a perfect scene. Oh god, I love it. Oh, here goes our acid trip.
Back to the acid trip.
I think it's really cool that this whole time Snoopy's off, like, doing his own thing, and nobody's like, where's Snoopy?
The colors here are really beautiful, though.
They are.
In the animation, especially in the sky. I mean, it's really, really pretty.
I think
when the sky is in that backdrop, and he's, like, all black with the little eye pops. I don't know.
I think not long into their relationship, I think Charlie Brown learned to stop asking where Snoopy is because he probably didn't want to know.
Yeah, no.
Right. He was just like, oh. But see, what's funny is, do you see where Snoopy just slid down the curtain? So clearly all that is really happening in his, obviously we knew it was happening in his head, but like, he just slides down the curtain. So I guess he's actually been there the whole time.
Oh, God. That's why they're not like, disgusting traditions, which I'm glad they don't do anymore.
Bobbing for apples.
Oh, that is gross.
I don't know why I used to love doing this so much. No. And then I got to be a little bit older and I was like, this is gross.
Yeah,
it should be called drowning children in a bucket because that's basically what it is.
It should be called cesspool of germs.
Just spreading disease.
I do love that part though. She hates dog germs. Schroeder is my peanuts crush.
Right. Yes.
Schroeder is the fucking man.
Same. Because there was something so mysterious about that kid in school that was, like, really smart and really quiet and safe in herself. And, you know, we had one that, like, every girl had a crush on. And now that I look back, he was not that cute. But we all were like, oh.
my Shredder was named Ryan, and he was super smart and super cute and, like, musically smart, book smart, computer smart, everything, genius level smart. Had no interest in girls. Like, did not give two fucks that I was head over heels for him.
So,
and he is my Shredder.
If I said the name of the guy that was our Shredder in school, I happen to know his wife listens to us sometimes, so I won't say it because his name is very, like, there's not many of them. But, yeah.
100% Ryan does not listen to me, so I'm just saying.
Well, I don't think that, well, I don't know. He might listen. He actually turned out to be a really cool kid, and I ended up having, like, a super, super crush on him in high school. And we, like, we had talked about, we were going to go on a date, and we were going to do that, and, like, it never happened. But
one of my plays.
Yeah,
brothers.
No, I tried everything I could, but he was just not, not into me or girls at all.
Oh. Right, no, I got you.
One of my pledge brothers got nicknamed Schroeder because he was tall and blonde, but he could. But he's like, yeah, I got it because I can sing so well. I said, no, you can't carry a tune in a bucket. That's why they named you Schroeder, because they used to make us go sing to, like, sororities. And I'm like, you couldn't. Aww. So off key. I was just like, oh, God. Uh-oh, now Sally's starting to really.
Yeah, she's
not
like, I've had it with this.
I'm done.
And Linus is still, like, holding on.
He's a true believer.
I love how his hair goes with his facial expression.
Me,
like,
too.
As he gets frustrated, his hair
it stands
up.
Yes. I love how his hair circles around his little ear when they show him from the side. Uh-oh.
And Sally knows immediately. And he faints.
I make that face quite often.
What happened?
I make a good face. Like,
what did he leave us behind? Did he leave us candy? Did he leave us any toys?
That face
is
such
a
random face.
It is. Sorry. That is, and, like, she waves her hand when she's dancing.
Yes. Talk about a frustrated woman.
That is so, yeah.
In many, many ways.
You blockhead. I didn't get tricks or treats.
You blockhead.
Which is just goes to show she kind of admires his sister in some ways. Because, you know, she's always calling people blockheads.
What was she really expecting to happen?
She thought the gray puppy was going to show up.
No, she thought she was going to get a little some in a pumpkin patch.
I love you for that, Andy.
I mean, it's
you
true.
Owe me restitution! I love that. What does he say something about a woman's skirt?
I love how she shakes him by the collar of
yes.
And Lucy's probably, like, giving her, like, a high five in the other.
Yes. She's like, you go, girl.
And he still, even after he'd screamed at by the woman he also loves, it's like, you guys are not going to wait for the great pumpkin. What's wrong with you? Like,
I'll still put a good word in for you.
Oh, poor Linus with his little dented head. Why does he have such a little dented head? Was he dropped on his head?
Possibly.
It could be.
I'm doomed.
And he's out there. He's like, hey, Poker, where are you?
I want to know why her alarm clock goes off at 4 a.m. Like, who the fuck's kid is getting up at
Look,
4 a.m. to
She
set
got
alarm
shit
clock?
To do, right? She's busy.
She be trifling.
Now, again, she kind of, like, I don't know, she kind of redeems herself a little bit here.
I know, she really does. Then it's kind of like, oh, wait, she set her alarm for 4 a.m. for that? Like, okay.
That's a little bit sweet.
Yeah. It is.
He's, like, exhausted. He's freezing.
And she's like, you dumb, but I will take care of you.
Yeah, because...
Like your drunk friend on Halloween.
Right.
Had too many shots, and you have to take off their little costume and put them in their bed. I.e. me on Halloween.
And now here's the next day. They're reflecting.
They look miserable.
They both look miserable. They both had like a really miserable night.
It's been a rough night.
It's like when you wake up and you see your boy and you're just like, coffee.
All he got was rocks and a fucking pumpkin face drawn on his bald ass head.
Kind of reminds me of Jenny the morning after her birthday a few years ago, where she texts me and at like 10:45 in the morning is like, what did I do last night?
No, we don't speak of that. Or my son speaks of that as the birthday where you threw up your birthday cake.
Oh, I'm like,
yeah. That happened shortly after I left. Mm-hmm. I missed that part.
Yep. It was in the car on the way home.
So, I love the part where, like, he's just, the credits are rolling.
And he's still going.
And he's just ranting. And he's like, he still is, like, hardcore. The great pumpkin will appear, and I'm going to be waiting for him.
It's a very Caden moment.
Oh, my God, it is. My son doesn't rant, but they're hysterical.
And it's a very Ethan moment, like,
two of them in the back of my car the other day together, mm-hmm. telling me all about the different levels of Five Nights at Freddy's and the jump scares and at what point they happen. And then, like, Ethan goes on a rant about how it should be this way, not that way. And Caden's like, just you wait till level blah, blah, blah. And Caden's, like, ranting about this thing. And I'm like, they're like, right, Mom? And I'm like, and then Ethan's like, right, Miss Miranda, right? And I'm like, yeah.
That's how my kids lately have been all about, like, I guess when we went to the couple colleges, they have esports teams. And
yes.
And my daughter, like, we were at Siena College, and we went, saw the table. She went up there, and this girl, you could tell this one girl plays esports, and she might be the only girl on the team. And she saw Jessica, and Jessica's like, she's like, what do you play? She's like, Overwatch. She's like, what position are you in? Whatever position Jessica does in Overwatch. And the girl's like, oh, my God, we need that so bad. Oh you got to come here. She told Dylan, and Dylan's like, every time now we talk about college, they have esports.
It's actually really lucrative. My brother is an Army recruiter, and the Army actually now has an esports team, and he is the head for the Rainbow Six team.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's like a really big deal. They are recruiting people for specific MOSs in the Army, but they're like, hey, you game, what do you play? Would you want to try out? And it's like a really big deal.
Yeah, they're starting to build stadiums. By the way, the It's Great Pumpkin ended a minute ago. So.
It did.
So. I think Linus got that when I was like, and the credits are rolling. And Linus is still screaming his head off.
Yes.
And typically after that movie, if you own the DVD or you rent it, there's another little short.
Mm-hmm.
Quickie, yeah. If you want to. I don't even remember the name of it. Do you guys remember the name
of it? I
have
the DVD up now. It's You're Not Elected, Charlie Brown. So I guess it's about Election Day.
Yeah, and the redheaded girl gets mentioned in it several times, I believe.
Hmm.
Which, it's a cute one. It's not my favorite Charlie Brown, though.
Ah.
But it's cute.
All right, so let's wrap it up with what's going on with since this is getting posted on October 22nd, which is when The Great Pumpkin is going to air. I believe it airs on CBS, I think.
Usually.
And it's going to be on again, I think, on the 27th or 29th as well. But, you know, spoke to the manager, and he said, we're going to get this up so the day it airs. So what's going on, though, over on the Jenny position? What do we got going on over there, Jenny?
Well, in the Jenny position, we have an episode with you.
Yes.
Andy, with the Freak Out Drive-In. We watched Zombieland. Mm-hmm. And on episode 3, we had a talk and pop with me and Tim talking to Scott Griscolo about BH90210. And then dropping also today is episode 4, which I'm super, super excited about. It's called Telling Stories. It is a scary story that I narrate, and it has a little spooky music with it, and it's really, really cute story. It's short, like 20-ish minutes, so easy to listen to, and I'm super excited about it. I've never made anything like it before, and it is one of my most favorite things that I've made so far, so
I'm super
check
proud
that out.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Yes, good for you, Jenny. Miranda, what do you got anything to promote? Mom's a Nerd, whatever, Geek and Sassy?
Jenny and I will have a Halloween special of Geek and Sassy coming very soon. We try to do that every year. It's a lot of fun. This one's a bit different this year. We've done something we've never done. Super excited. I am currently in the works for a Hallmark podcast. with one of mine and Jenny's really good friends. Mm-hmm. And so we got that going. And then the just to kind of plug it again, because I did put in the work for the PTBN hashtag for the Halloween movie watch. There's a graphic I made where I know it's already like the 20-ish day, but you can either follow along with the little graphic or you can do your own little. I don't know the guy, and maybe I do and just don't realize who it is, but there's a guy on Twitter that's been like dedicated. He really does it. Every day, he posts on Twitter and Instagram. He and I follow each other on Instagram now. And he's done it every single day. And he's watching some pretty interesting stuff. Some stuff that I didn't know about. Some stuff I forgot about. Like, it's a lot of older stuff. But I'm super impressed. Like, he's done this whole, like, every day he's had something.
Oh, cool.
Very cool. Glad, you know, just, you know what, if one person participates, 100 people participate, at least, you know, people are participating. That's what we're about here between Place to Be Nation and the Jenny Position. You know, we're just about fun and content and stuff like that. Now, you mentioned this off mic, but is there, like, a poll or something going on for your Halloween special that people, is it still open if there is one?
It already closed, actually. Oh, okay. So we had a couple of options for a live watch for our Halloween episode, and Little Shop of Horrors won.
Yeah, so I voted for that.
Yeah, so that's what we'll be watching.
That's the one we actually picked together. We both said Little Shop of Horrors, and then Jenny picked a movie, and I picked a movie.
Now, we did that senior high school, my high school.
Oh, yeah?
Cool.
And I was in it.
What were you in it?
Who did you play?
Are you sitting down?
Yes.
Were you Seymour?
I was the plant.
Yay!
So I can't sing, as if you've ever heard me sing on one of these podcasts, but I was a fairly, you know, decent actor, and I could dance. But so I was a senior, and I was like, you know, one of the few guys who have been in the play all 4 years. We did when I was freshman. We did West Side Story, then we did Grease, and we did Oliver, and then we did Little Shop. Little Shop was great, actually, small cast, but there's a theater school in New York. It's called SUNY New Paltz. New Paltz, New York is kind of like a hippie kind of town, and they have a really good theater department, and we rented the plant from there. So there were actually,
neat.
So there's actually four plants that we use. The first one is like a hand puppet, so I basically had to be like underneath the desk at the Mr. Mushnick's flower shop, and I kind of did, like, you know, worked it like I was like Jim Henson, basically kind of doing the you know, during Grow For Me kind of thing.
That's pretty impressive, though.
And then the next plant was, I didn't work that plant, my friend Sean, who played Seymour, it was he had a jacket with a holding a flower pot and had a fake arm, and then he would put his arm through and work. It was about the size of a football or so, I think, a basketball maybe, the plant. And then the next one was one that went over my body, and I had to wear these green leggings with vines on them, and I sat in a pot that they rolled me on and off stage, because it was like I was up there, and then they had to roll me off stage to bring out the dentist set, and then they would roll me back on afterwards to end the first act. And one night, though, we hit something, and I went rolling out of it backstage.
Oh, no.
And then the last one was 150 pounds, and the director was one of our teachers. Now, during dress rehearsals, I didn't know I had to stand in it. So I was on the ground. I literally had to use both hands to like lift it up, like you're doing like almost like a pull up, like a bar kind of thing.
Oh.
And they're like, oh, you have to stand up because you see how the drapes at the bottom of the plant are the pot. So I'm there, and so they're like, it's opening night. They're like, you have to stand. I'm like, okay. Literally, I was so – they were taking bets backstage, my friends told me later, on when I was going to collapse, because you could see me not facing the right direction. You could see me kind of wavering a few times. Fucking thing was heavy as fuck, you know?
God.
And there was a lot of fun things we had to do. Like, because in, you know, spoiler alert, in the play, everybody dies. Actually.
Yep.
So that was a fun. So I had to eat like three people, basically. I had to go through my legs under the back. And we've had like, there were some nights we had mishaps where like one night I couldn't open the poison. It was like just a paper bag with powder in it. And I had to open it and throw it out the mouth. And one night I couldn't rip it. My hands were so sweaty. And my friend Sean must have said, eat it about 30 times because he was screaming it. We broke the machete the last night. So the first night, though, I get out, I was the last person to do the bows. I actually didn't do the voice. So I was like a mutant Henson, the guy, somebody did the voice off stage. So I jump out of the plant to take my bout, and I literally fell backwards back into the plant's mouth. And they thought I did it on purpose. No, I literally almost passed out.
Because that's kind of funny, though, that everybody thought you did it on purpose.
Yes, yes. So that's my my little Shop of Horrors story. But it was a lot of fun. It was great years. And, so definitely check out when this Geek and Sassy episode gets posted, because it's great. I mean, Rick Moranis, Vince Gardenia, Ellen, I'm trying to remember her name, the girl plays whatever her name is. And then also you have the great Steve Martin is in it as the dentist, which is a part, like, I actually auditioned for the dentist. I didn't get it. And then the voice, one of the guys from, like, the Four Tops was the voice of the Audrey 2, the plant.
This is during the years where, it's Ellen Green, by the way.
Oh, Ellen Green, that's right.
But this is during the years where the actors were, like, phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Like, in everything. Not that we don't have good actors now, but, like, you just named off some, like, pretty iconic. Yeah, especially in the, you got John Candy and Jim Belushi. And
very small parts, yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, I want to say thank you to you guys for joining us, me tonight, for a look at the Great Pumpkin. And guess what? We're going to be back. Right? We're going to be back to Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. So check us out around Thanksgiving time. Until then, though, for Jennifer Smith and Miranda Berthold, I am Andy Aston. Have a happy Halloween, everybody. Take care.
Happy Halloween!
Bye!
Don't get any rocks.
The Great Pumpkin!
And don't be a blockhead.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Place Nations, JT Rosero and Chad Campbell here. We want to let you know that we have over 24 podcasts available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and PlaceNation.com. We now offer them to you on two great feeds. On the Place Nation Wrestling feed, we dive into topics running the gamut from today's WWE to the glory days of yesteryear and the ins and outs of the territory days. In addition to our full-length shows, we also deliver to you special pod blasts on topics old and new.
The Place to Be Nation Pop Feed is a veritable treasure trove of great content, offering tremendous shows covering the land of movies, television, life, comics, and sports, brought to you by the most knowledgeable and insightful folks in the podcast world.
You can find all of these current shows, plus archives of our previous podcasts over the past 8 years as well, by subscribing to our feeds on iTunes. And while there, be sure to rate and leave feedback as well. All of these shows, plus others, available at PlaceNation.com, where we cover pro wrestling, sports, movies, comics, plus in-depth stretch projects and more. Be sure to support our site by using www.placetobenation.com/Amazon while doing your online shopping. And be sure to join us at our forum at Bigelow34.proboards.com for all sorts of wrestling, sports, and pop culture discussion each and every day, where you can make your voice heard. We also want to thank our friends at Boneheads Wing Bar, ProWrestlingOnly.com, and TheHistoryOfWrestling.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr as well. PlaceNation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Okay. Fucking okay.
Oh God.